This is a radical thought from God's Word. I'm Rick Lancaster. Let's look at a verse or two and see what the Lord might say to us. Today's radical thought comes out of Deuteronomy 19, verses 8 and 9, and they read, "If the Lord your God enlarges your territory as he solemnly promised your ancestors and gives you all the land he promised them, you must designate three additional cities of refuge. He will give you this land if you obey all the commands I have given you, if you always love the Lord your God and walk in his ways." Moses is giving the Israelites further instruction about what to do once they enter into the promised land. And in this section of chapter 19, he's giving directions about the cities of refuge. These were cities that were scattered all over the land of Israel to provide a place of refuge for someone who has accidentally killed another person. And while that's fascinating in and of itself, it is the verses that I just read that caught my attention. Moses is telling the Israelites that should God expand their territory, that they should add more cities of refuge to make sure someone is able to reach them without having to travel too far. Moses compares the land they are going in to possess to the land that God promised to their ancestors. God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob a land that would be theirs for all time. God defined that land, and it is estimated to have been over 300,000 square miles. The land that God defines as the promised land here to the people for through Moses, is he's speaking of, is much smaller, about 10% of what God promised their ancestors. And the question is, why the difference? Elsewhere, God told the Israelites that he wasn't going to drive out all of the Canaanites out of the land right away, because then the land would be overrun with wild animals. And as they grew as a nation, God would drive out the Canaanites before them. Moses then goes on to tell them how to get the other 90% of the land that God promised to their ancestors, and it was simply to love the Lord and walk in his ways. As Christians, we've been given some amazing promises. God has promised us a life that is rich and full. The picture of the Israelites only getting 10% of the promised land is an example of how most people appropriate the things that God has promised them. They only ever get a small percentage of all that God wants for them. And the key to appropriating and experiencing the whole life that God wants for us is in the two things that he told the Israelites: love God and obey his commands. Loving God is not a feeling, but describes the manner in which we love our lives. Walking in his ways means to obey him, whether it be the instructions found in his word or through the leading of the Holy Spirit. The Israelites were content to live a life that only encompassed 10% of what they could have enjoyed. How much of the promised life are you living? If it's less than 100%, ask God to reveal to you how you can move into new territory with him. Pray this prayer: Jesus, help us to love you more and teach us to obey you better. God bless you. Have a radical day with Jesus. This was A Radical Thought. If you enjoyed this brief message, consider subscribing to this podcast. We publish 3 times a week. Go to aradicalthought.com for more information and to see other podcasts and resources by Rick Lancaster. Have a radically blessed day.